إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. فبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى، and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Al-Islam. My khutbah today is concerning the special, the special of all the special ones, the special care, the special attention, the special man, and you can name it. But he is the special of all the special ones. If you're talking about stars, he's the star of all the stars. Why not? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself is saying, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Indeed Allah, the Almighty Allah, and who can be greater than Allah? And after this he said, and his angels, this one who never commits sin, those one who never disobey Allah, what about them? What about Allah and the angels? He say, صلون على النبي. سبحان الله. They are sinned. Their taslim, their salawat, their blessings, their supplication. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah himself subhanahu wa ta'ala yusalli ala al-Nabi. The angels of Allah, they send peace and the blessing on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to get this reward and this blessings. And he said, you too, you Muslims, you believers, you the one who here in the earth, do the same. Send peace and the blessing on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to see the special care and the special attention, read in the Quran, in many surahs, in any phrases, many places, you see nothing except the star of all the stars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Allah yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he chose and select among the angels and among mankind messengers. Who are the selected ones? Who are the special ones? The messengers of Allah. They are the government. They are the representative. They are the ambassadors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah made this, he called it istifa. That means Allah will choose and select. And you want to send your deputy someplace, your representative someplace, the spokesman, the public relation, whosoever going to be the one, talk in your behalf. You're not going to take an ignorant one, uneducated one, a stupid one, anyone. You're going to select and take the selection of all the selections. So Allah say, he is choosing and Allah selecting from the angels and even from men. And he found even among the selection of Allah that he found there is a special ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels. But when it came about the Quran, he chose a special angel to carry his word. The angel Jibreel alayhi salam. Something special. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also from all mankind, he will select. Get Ibrahim and get Nuh and get Moses and get Jesus. And among all, Allah will select one. And he make him the imam and the leader and the best of all the best ones. And he can be the selected one. And he can be the most followers in the day of a judgment. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him khatam al-nabiyyin. He will make him the seal and the final of all the prophets. Because mankind had reached the highest state of understanding. No, so now they getting the best and the most perfect among all. And this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to see about the special care the special way that Allah dealing with His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read as example Surah Al-Duha. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Allah didn't leave you alone, Muhammad. Allah didn't ignore you, Muhammad. Allah didn't abandon you, Muhammad. Allah didn't boycott you, Muhammad. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. He didn't forsake you. He didn't neglect you. He's taken a good care of you from day one, even before you became a prophet to the people. Because you already in the knowledge of Allah that you're going to be a prophet and you're going to be the final as the seal of all the messengers. Even while he was a baby, he's still a kid. He's not responsible about any action. But he wanted to participate and to be part of building the Kaaba and renovating the Kaaba and carrying the rocks and the blocks. So here a suggestion come to him: why you don't take your izar? Why you don't take the lower garment, put it in your shoulder so your shoulder don't be scratched or you be hurt? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon this advice, he tried to take his izar, and here his private parts will be exposed. Immediately he fainted and he fell on the ground, even while he's a kid, so nobody will see him, because he's the one who coming later on to teach about the adab, the discipline, the haya, to be shy and to be bashful. Allah will take care of him even while he's a kid. Even if his mother passed away, his father will pass away, he will make a uncle and a grandfather to take care of him to such a degree they will love him more than even loving their own kids. You can see it from a special ways how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking care of him even while he was a child. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. What else for the special one? وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Indeed, the latter one will be much, much better than the former. And indeed, what has been in store with Allah for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, the Kawthar and the Shafa'ah and all the things, much, much better than what he's been given in this life. Why? Because he's the selected one. He's the special of all the specials. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his peace and the blessing on him. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. In all form and in all ways. Look nowadays, Muhammad, if you die and only have about 100,000 believers behind you, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. The latter and the followers and the numbers and the population of the Muslims later on will be more and more. Muhammad, your mission will reach every place, regardless they like it or they hate it. We will take it. Oh Muhammad, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. What else you want? We elevate your name, your fame. We exalted you in position and we exalted even your name. Tell me, who didn't hear about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And look, brothers and listen, sisters, subhanallah. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plotting and Allah is plotting, but Allah is the best one to plot. The kuffar may try to take away from the dignity and the respect and the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they plan something and Allah have a different plan. They're going to make a cartoon out of the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it turn back against him. Now you find everybody standing up, everybody's rising, the media, the radio, the TV, the newspaper, everybody going to make a stand, and everybody talking now about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not going to make the Muslims only mention your name, Muhammad. We make an even the kuffar will talk about your name, and they will come to respect you, Muhammad, and they will get to know who you are. Look to their plan. For one newspaper to come out. And now look, even United Nations, now they're making laws and rules about respecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the religions and all the prophets and all and all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told him, I will raise your fame. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, we read in the Quran about the Prophet Musa. Yes, we read in the Quran about the Prophet Isa. Yes, we read in the Quran in the Seer about all the prophets. But if you count how many times the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is uttered every day, no prophet ever gets this. For five times a day, five times a day, and then the name of Allah is mentioned. And after this will come the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you found the muezzin saying, "Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah." I testify, I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Five times a day, and in how multiplied by how many mosques? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Can you imagine five times a day? And how many mosques in existence, and all of them have been saying the same thing? And if you people here say little, the angels, they do not stop. Neither Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah wa malaikata yusalluna ala nabi. Indeed, Allah and His angels, they sending their peace and their blessing on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, he's a special of all the special ones, and a special care being given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls the prophets by their names. And was especially about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ya ayyuha Rasul, Subhanallah, O Messenger, O the Messenger, O the Messenger." He said, "Ya Musa," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "O Moses, O Ibrahim, O Noah," and when he addressed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ya ayyuha Nabi." O Prophet, O the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, it hurts and disturbs every believer to see somebody insulting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I want to tell you one thing. Imagine yourself taking a rock and going in front of a great mountain like the mountain of Uhud, or any big mountain that you ever see in your life, and you try to hit the mountain with this rock that in your hand, regardless how big this rock that you can carry, and you try to make a damage or scratching the surface of a mountain, you wasting your time, you wasting your energy. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Do you know what this means, the messenger of Allah? He is the representative, the spokesman. He is the one, the ambassador, the one who is talking in behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carrying the message of Allah. So what that means, who is behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Allah. How you can fight Allah? How you can stand against Allah? How you can declare a war against Allah or against the messenger of Allah? Do you know who's standing behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you know who is the one who chose him and selected him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya ayyuha rasul, Ya ayyuha rasul, balig ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa in lam taf'al fama ballaghta risalata. Wallahu ya'simuka min an-nas, inna Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. This surah al-Ma'idah. Oh, the messenger. He did not even call him, oh Muhammad. He said, oh, the messenger. Deliver the message of Allah. And if you don't do so, you did not deliver. You didn't fulfill your duty. You did not carry the mission. But listen, what comes after this? It's so amazing. Look to the miracle. Look to the mu'jiza. Allah is saying, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And Allah will protect you and will shield you from all mankind. What they can do to the Prophet? Life or death, they could not do anything. And any time you throw in arak, you only hurting your muscles, your arm, and the mountain is still great and big. Nothing happening to it. Even in his lifetime, they tried to hurt him physically, verbally, by all ways. But Allah had fulfilled his mission, and Allah had kept his promise. And even in the moment when the whole society got together to kill him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Al-Anfal, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ليثبتوك أو يقتلوك أو يخرجوك وينكرون وينكر الله والله خير الماكرين. الذين كفروا, it's not something new. The disbelievers, the plotting against you, Muhammad, to jail you, to kill you, or to get you out. They're plotting and Allah is plotting. They're planning and Allah is planning, but Allah is the best planner. Yes, the whole society became against Muhammad. This case, we are not taking it anymore. So tomorrow we're going to kill him. Subhanallah. And here the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam get up from his bed, leaving his house. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taking little bit dirt or sand, throwing it in their face and their heads. Shahat al-wujuh. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes and walk in front between the two ranks, because Allah said, "Wallahu ya'asimuka min al-nas." You Muhammad, go deliver the message. Don't worry what's going to happen to you, because no one going to get you. No one will be able to hurt you. No one will be able to kill you. I'm taking care of you. You do my work. You do my job. I'm taking care of you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. When you throw Muhammad, you are not the one actually that you throw in this dirt. But the strength and the power of Allah is involved there. What is there they can do to people standing with their all whipping swords and everything to kill one man? The whole society against one man, and this man leaves, and they already plotted against him, but because he is the messenger of Allah. It's not something new to see kuffar trying to take away from the dignity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday and today and tomorrow is a battle. It's always a battle. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected his Prophet. And he said, let them plot. But Allah has another plan. If they made them cross the line, and now you're going to see the next day what's going to happen. The whole earth, brothers, subhanallah, the whole earth, even Allah made it from the kuffar themselves, who stand and demonstrate an object, such a kind of cartoon, not only the Muslim, subhanallah. Can you imagine? But don't be surprised, because the Prophet has told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, Allah will strengthen this religion with the kafir man or with the sinner person. Even kuffar, they stood up organizations and places of worship and they objected these cartoons. So it's not only the Muslim. And what was the result? ورفعنا لك ذكرك. Those who did not hear about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before, now they get to hear about it. How many books have been written in almost no more than 10 days and been published? How many articles have been written about the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many books have been given and how many have been education been presented to the people as a result of this? Subhanallah. Why? وَيَنْقُرُونَ وَيَنْقُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They're planning, and Allah has a different plan, and Allah is the best planner. Indeed, He is the messenger of Allah. Indeed, He is the prophet of Allah. Indeed, He is the star. And He is the special of all the special ones. And He is the selected one. And He, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن أنس رضي الله عنه، الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. None of you will believe, none of you will be a true believer until I became dearer to him than his son, his father, and all mankind. Brothers, may Allah reward you for what you did and what you're planning to do and what you're going to be doing. But like I said last week, emotion comes and goes. We don't want to be a nation of a community of people who react when there is an action. When something happens that we react, and after this things cool down and calm down. But like I said last week, do a homework for yourself. Try to live the reality of love in your life, in your daily action and activity. And one of the main things that I suggested for you last week in your homework, and I'm sure that most of you, if it's not all of you, did it inshallah, that you slow down in your prayer, that you try to take your time while you're making your prayer. That because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one that you love, is saying salu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, pray like you saw me praying. How many of us have been ordered already to buy a book about salah, describing the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he can pray like the Prophet? And one of the most and well-known books in Arabic and English, and maybe even in Urdu, Sifat Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, min al-takbir hatta al-taslim ka'annaka taraha, the description of the Prophet prayer, from saying Allahu Akbar until you say assalamu alaikum, as if you watching the Prophet, by Sheikh al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi. Is available in Arabic and in English. I'm sure that some of you will will take this in consideration. And they try to learn how did the Prophet pray, and spend their time who are making prayer because they love to Allah and His Prophet. But today I'm reminding myself, as well my brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about the reality of love. And that this love connected to iman and faith and believing in Allah. And none of you will be a true believer, a perfect believer, until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, became dearer to him than his own son and his own father and all mankind. Brothers and sisters, the reality is that we're still dragging our feet towards the real love to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now it's no more cartoons, now it's no more demonstration, now everything is calm down. We go back to business, our daily life, the same routine, back to the haram, back to the bid'ah, back to turning our back to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what? We need the kuffar every day to do something so to keep us in our toes? Count how many times you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your day, in your salah, in your tashahud, in your recitation of the Quran, in the adhan. Is this not sufficient to remind you about the Prophet? Do you really love the Prophet? So follow the Prophet. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, if you really love Allah, so follow me. I.e. the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will love you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive for you your sins. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness for us and for our sins and for all the believers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dearer to us than our children, our parents and all mankind, and send our peace and our blessings on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.